Refresh, refocus, renew. This is today.
The Day of the Lord. The passage is from Joel 2. Afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. The promised land had become a wasteland. The invasion of locusts had devoured everything. Wheat fields, grapevines, pasture land. Bread ovens sat cold, grain bins empty, and wine presses idle. Joel said this was God's rebuke for sin, and he called Israel to repent. Next, we hear a prophecy about the future. God promises that when Israel returns to him, he will lift the curse. The fields will flourish again. The grapevines will sag under clusters of new grapes. The temple will be alive with worship. God will revive his relationship with his people. And the great gift that will bring all these blessings to God's people is God's gift of himself, his spirit. We share this in hope. The Bible tells us that in ourselves we are dead in sin. We do not desire to love or serve God, but the Spirit of God saturates our soul, creating faith and leading us to praise the name of the Lord. When we believe in Jesus, the curse of our sin is removed. Not only that, but the Holy Spirit also produces fruit in our life. As the Holy Spirit drenches our soul, we come alive in the life Jesus wants from us. Our lives produce a crop of spiritual fruit. We show patience with others. We are filled with compassion for those in need. We are eager to see others come to know the Lord. How is the Spirit bringing you alive today?
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.